Monday morning, and it's time to find out what we need to see on the TV. The Oracle and her lighter here in the 2NM studio. How are you this morning, my love?
I'm ready for a really interesting episode today.
Today your theme is Gaslight Masterclass. What's that all about?
Gaslighting is a sort of emotional abuse or manipulation, emotional or coercive control. And then when that person calls you out on it, you say, oh no, that's not what I'm doing. And then you make them doubt themselves. This happens within close relationships,
yep.
And relationships that have trust. It can be like a romantic partnership, or it could be like a parent and a child or siblings. And it comes from a movie that Angela Lansbury was in called Gaslight, where her husband drove her crazy because he was playing around with the lights in the house. So she was saying, oh, the lights are turning on and off. And he's like, what are you talking about? Nothing's happening. So that's where the word gaslight comes from.
These days it would be called dimmer.
Yes, it would be called dimmer. You know, I think actually that sort of play on words with the word dim is that people assume that you have to be dim or you have to be like dumb in some way for somebody to take advantage of you or manipulate you. And it's often women that fall into that role. And so we blame them. And it's not anything new if I say we often blame and shame women for being victims of crimes, whether they're physical crimes or emotional crimes, or being victims of domestic violence or any sort of kind of coercive violence. We often, our natural sense is like, we're smarter than that. It's never going to happen to us. And so whoever it happens to must be dumb or stupid or, you know, like not cautious in a way that I am.
Yeah, there's hundreds of these stories of women that are manipulated by guys that they trust. There's almost one every week, isn't there?
And in fact, I've got three shows. I've got like I've got an omnibus of these shows that have popped up on Netflix. So the three shows that are on Netflix right now have got a lot of buzz. The Tinder Swindler, which is exactly what it says, a man that uses Tinder to swindle tons of money out of these women and men as well to fund a disgustingly rich lifestyle that he hasn't earned. That is a live thing that's happening right now, and he's still around, swindling away.
Okay.
But that's the Tinder Swindler. And he actually pretends that he belongs to a diamond fortune and uses a fake name from this diamond family who are now suing him. So that's a bonus of him.
Okay.
The second show that is like making huge buzzes right now, that was the last show I watched, was called Bad Vegan. Now, the Tinder Swindler is about a man, and in fact, he has a couple of cronies that help his story make it look legit. They are swindling a bunch of people. In the Bad Vegan, it's just one man and one woman, except who meets her when she's quite vulnerable, except this woman was a sensation. Her name is Salma Melngalis. I apologize for pronouncing her name wrong. She was an incredibly celebrated, like top level elite vegan chef. And so she opened this like high end vegan, delicious restaurant that everything was raw, organic and vegan. And it just was filled with like Anne Hathaway and Alec Baldwin and all of these people. And so this woman got swindled and ended up in a relationship with a man who completely took advantage of her and ended up, you know, sucking millions out of her business. It's a super interesting documentary. And then it plays with this notion of an untrustworthy narrator. And so that's Bad Vegan, again, a series. And the final one is The Puppet Master, which hasn't gotten nearly as much coverage. It's a British one. And this is about, again, a man. He has taken advantage of people over decades, men and women, who he has convinced of certain lies, broken up families, et cetera, taken money, told them he's a spy. There's a lot of this kind of business of them trying to convince someone that they're a spy or working for the government, and people just, you know, over time, they believe it. So The Puppet Master was the most concerning for me. I had to take breaks in watching it.
I don't doubt
that. What he did to people and slowly over time, all the way from when he was at uni to now where he's in his 40s, isolating them and confusing them, and it is like horrifying. And, you know, all these people have been through legal cases, have been sued, have been in front of the police, and there's really so little laws, and they're all out, and they're all free, and they're still doing it.
And I'll throw a bonus episode in there for you. Go and check out The Dropout, because it's very much in the same vein, on Disney, talking about Elizabeth Holmes and Theranos in California. We're going to have to leave it there. We will have to talk more television next Monday. Thank you, my love.
See you then.